Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily Tesla and electric vehicle news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Tuesday, October 5th. By the way, this coming week, we will have some spotty episodes because we will be traveling to a bike show. Finally, after all this time, traveling. Crazy. In an auto manufacturing first, Tesla has started building Model Y bodies with two giant single casting pieces. CEO Elon Musk has been hyping the new revolution in auto body engineering, as he calls it, and it's not without reason. Tesla is now utilizing some of the largest casting machines in the world. They're so big that they required buildings to be constructed around them. So far, they have put those to use by replacing 70 different pieces of the rear end with one large part. In a picture released in their second quarter 2021 financial results, the Model Y body production line shows new bodies going through, and a former employee was able to confirm they are using the new casting for both the rear and also the front end of the vehicle. The next step will be for Tesla to integrate their structural battery pack into the design. Tesla has been ordered by a court to pay $137 million to an ex-contract worker from their Fremont factory. Following the verdict, Tesla released a blog posting their defense, something the automaker actually rarely does, especially after they got rid of their PR department. According to the lawsuit, Owen Diaz, an elevator operator at the factory, worked in an environment where, quote, daily racist epithets were common, and he claims that Tesla didn't do enough to stop it. In a trial by a jury of peers, they awarded $6.9 million in damages for emotional distress and $130 million in punitive damages. As is par for the course with legal and racial issues, Tesla has been painted into a corner. They refute the claims, saying that Tesla acted at the time of the incident, but also admit some form of guilt by saying that they have improved since then and are also improving now. General Motors announced today that it is building a new battery facility in Michigan to develop lithium metal and solid-state battery cells. The new facility will be called Wallace Battery Cell Innovation Center after Bill Wallace, who led the team that designed and released GM's advanced automotive battery systems in the Chevy Volt, Malibu Hybrid, and Bolt EV. Wallace died of cancer in 2018. GM writes, quote, "The battery engineering team based at the Wallace Center will experiment with many types of future battery chemistry, in addition to lithium metal, including pure silicon and solid state, along with different cell form factors." Now, at this point, several companies have also thrown money at solid-state batteries. Actually, the list is quite long. Mercedes, Ford, BMW, Hyundai, Foxconn, Volkswagen, Fisker, Bentley, and another of other companies and institutions. Hydro-Quebec, Solid Power QuantumScape, CO Incorporated, and Dyson, the vacuum company, to name a few. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, after 20 years in operation, Wichita Local News takes a look at the FPL Energy's Gray County Wind Farm to see how it's held up to the promises made during the George W. administration. Despite the older technology, it's brought in $5.3 million in payments to the county, funneling some of that towards the local school districts. KSN spoke with Orville Williams, who leased part of his land to the farm, and he's also a county commissioner. He just signed another 20-year lease. He especially likes the paycheck by saying, quote, "Anytime you can get money, but you've got the money from an outside source instead of having to get it from your local population, then it's a win-win." Thanks for watching Quick Charge by Electrek. By the way, this coming weekend we will be traveling, so we'll have some spotty episodes. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.